Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be Ezes Hashem B and Bava Kamma Daf Samach Vav. The Gemara is coming off a braisa, which was brought down on the Samach Chemed base, which says, Gone up Tlev Anasa Ayel Egel Vanasa Shar. If a ganav steals a young sheep, a tleh, and it grows and it becomes an ayil, or egel v'nasashar, mishalim tashlumi kevav arba v'chamisha ke'ein shaganav. When we come to evaluate the value of this animal in regards to paying kevav and arba v'chamisha, we go according to its lower value, which it was b'shas agneva, and he's not mechuyev to pay kevav and arba v'chamisha according to its value now that it was nasa ayil and nasa shar. Now the Gemara before explains that this braisa is not considering it a shinoi, either according to Rabbi Chanina because a shinoi de memela doesn't have a din of a shinoi, or according to Rabbi Law because this braisa is going according to Shitas Beis Shammai, which holds shinoi b'mkayim aymed. Akal panim, the fact that the tle was nasa ayil and the egel was nasa shar does not have a din of shinoi, and therefore he's going to pay dalav hay when he actually shachts it. Nevertheless, when it comes to evaluating the value of the animal, the tashlumei kevel of arba v'chamisha will be valued according to how much the shar was worth at the time it was stolen, and not at the time of shas amad b'din. Frek the Gemara, leima tehavi teyufta de Rav. L'chayra, that braisa should be a teyufta on the memra of Rav, the Omar Rav. Rav's memra, as brought down on the Samachin and the Samach Dalit, is Karen Kain Shaganav. Karen goes according to Kain Shaganav, but the Tashlumin of Kefal and Arba V'Chamisha are evaluated according to the value of the Dover Ganav B'Shas Amad B'Din. That's L'Chayra, not like this Braisa, which says, Tlev V'Nas Ayel, Egel V'Nas Ashar, Mishalom Tashlumin Kefal V'Tashlumin Arba V'Chamisha, Kain Shaganav. That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Tloyim K'dimei Yikara, Damim Kishel Achshav. Now, what does this mean? So there are three Pirushim. Rashi, the Re brought down in Taisvis, and Rabbeinu Tam brought down in Taisvis. Rashi is Mefaresh and Murray the Kechidish. That it depends on what the Ganav uses as his means of Tashlumen. If the Ganav pays back with actual sheep, or in the case of Egel V'Nasa Shar, if he pays back with an actual shar, then the halacha is that all he has to do is pay back as it was b'shas agneva, a tleh for a tleh and an egel for an egel. Because being that he's replacing the actual davar haganov, it's as if he's undoing the original ma'is agneva, and all he has to do is give back the exact chefetz which he took away, even though at the time of the shas amad b'din, that tleh would have already been grown and become much more valuable. That's Tiloyim K'dimei Yikara. Damim K'shal Achshav, that means to say, what happens if he's not paying with an actual tleh? Instead, he's paying money. So that's where Rav said the halacha, that when you come to pay money, there's a din of Tashlumi Kefal, Tashlumi Abba V'Chamisha, K'shas Amad B'din. Replacing the chevetz with money requires him to give it back according to its value that it's worth B'shas Amad B'din. That's Shitas Rashi in the Memra of Rava. Taisvis B'Shem Deri, he has a different shot. And he says that it depends on what actually happened to the animal, why it's worth a different amount than it was worth B'Shas Gneva. Tilayim, if the reason why it's worth differently is because something changed in the actual guf of the Davar HaGanov, like Tle V'Nasa Ayol, or Khusha V'Hishmina, or Shmeina Ve'chisha, any change that occurs to the actual Guf HaDavar HaGanov, there the halacha is K'dimei Yikara. Because the Chiyuvei Gneva are established according to the Tzura of the Davar HaGanov as it was B'Shas Ma'isa Gneva. Anything that gets added on to the actual Chafetz or gets diminished from the Chafetz, that doesn't change what the actual Chafetz the Davar HaGanov was. And we always evaluate the chefetz as it was in its guf at the time of the Shas Agneva. Damim Kishal Achshav, that means if the change of value was just in its damim, just in its market value, no change occurred in the actual chayfetz, then it's kashal achshav. The market price, which establishes how much you have to pay, tashlumi kevel and tashlumi abav chamisha, is how much the chayfetz would be worth in the market today. If it went down, he pays less. And if it goes up, he pays more. That's tloim k'dmei ekara dam kashal achshav, according to Shita Sarvi. According to Shita Rabbeinu Tam, he says, no, there's no difference between if the change happened in the Chayfetz or it was Yukra Vezula. What the Gemara means to say is like this. Tulayim, the Braisa, which talks about a Tleh, the Braisa of Tleh Venasa Ayol, there the halacha is Kedemei Kara. Damim, the change in value, which is a reference to Rav's halacha, in Rav's case, there it's Keshal Achshav. And the Gemara doesn't really explain what the difference is. The Gemara just makes a reference to the two halachas. The halacha of the Braisa is Kedemei Kara, and the halacha of Rav is Kedemei Achshav. Why? So the Rebbeinu Tam explains, because Rav's halacha, that you pay Kefal and Abav HaChamisha, Keshas HaMad B'din, that was coming to be Mekel on the Ganev. We make a Kula, and we say that if the price of the Chayfetz goes down in price, he's not mechuyiv to pay kefal v'tashlumi abav chamisha according to its greater value that it was b'shas agneva, but rather it's enough if he pays according to the amount that it's worth b'shas hamad b'din. That's why Rav says k'demei achshav, because we're mekel on him. But t'layim, the price of t'lev and asayah, where the chayfetz actually went up in value, there the Torah wasn't machmar on him to say that he has to pay the kefal and abav chamisha according to its greater value, which it's worth b'shas hamad b'din. Rather, there you say that again the Torah is mekel on him, and he could pay kedmei yikara how much the chayfetz is worth at the shas haganeva. So hayoytze, the three perushim are as follows. According to Rashi, it depends what you pay with. If you pay with sheep, it's kedmei yikara. If you pay with money, it's kedmei achshav. According to the Ri, it depends what happens to the chayfetz. If a change happens in the guf chayfetz, it's kedmei yikara. If just the value in the market goes up or down, it's kedmei achshav. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Iker Chilik is that the din of Rav, of Kefal, Tashlumi Abav, Chamisha, Keshas, Samad, B'din, that's only Lahokel Olav. But if the value goes up, there you pay Keshas, Agneva. Ad Kan Shtikl number one, three Pirushim in the Pashup Shat of Rav's Memra, of Tlam, Kedmei Kara, Damim, Keshal Achshav. And now let's start the Sugya HaGadayla of Shinoi Kaina. Amar Rabbe, Shinoi Kaina, the din of Shinoi Kaina is Ksiva B'tanina. Can be learned out of a Pasuk, and out of a Mishnah. Ksiva, where do we see it in the Pasuk? Veheshev es ha-gzela asher gazal. The Torah says, you should return the gzela asher gazal. Ma tamad leimer asher gazal. The words asher gazal are extra. It's coming to teach us, im ke'en she-gazal yachzir, v'im lav, if it's not ke'en she-gazal, damim ba'alma ba'ishlumi, he does not have to return the actual chayfetz, he just has to give damim. So there's a famous shaila. How do we see in Veheshev es ha-gzela asher gazal that he's actually kind of the chayfetz? And a chanami, it's true that we see that if a shinui happens, he's not mekayim the chayfetz ha-shava, and he's mechuyiv to be mashlim to the bailim, how much the chayfetz was actually worth b'shas ha-gneva. But how do we see that the chayfetz, which is originally the property of the nignav, suddenly is nikne shaloi b'tzayin ha-nignav to the ganiv, and the ganiv now owns the chayfetz? So we're going to say two mahalchim to explain where does the din shinui kaina come from. The first will be the mahalch of the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua earlier on the Samachim with Beis, on Taisus Devir Maschel Hain, he refers to Taisus Kasha. Taisus asks, the Mitzad Echad, Rab over here brings a makar to the din of shinui kaina from the Pasuk of Asher Gazal. And the Gemara earlier brings a makar to the din of shinui kaina from a pasuk which is written by Esnan, where we learn Hain v'loy shinu yehem. Why do we need both psukim? So the Pnei Yeshua says, the reason why we need both psukim is the pasuk Hain v'loy shinu yehem tells us that it's not considered the same chayfetz, and that's why the halacha by Esnan will be that it's kosher to be brought to the mizbeach. So too, from there we would learn that if there's a chayfetz haganav which changes, you're not mekayim v'heshev v'sagzela with that chayfetz, once it's not the same chayfetz as it was at the time of the gneva. But we still would not know the halacha that the ganav is actually kind of the chayfetz. For that we need the extra pasuk which Rabbah brings down, asher gazal, That's coming to be ma'isif, that all he has to do is pay back damim ba'alma, and he's actually kind of the chayfetz, and the chayfetz is nikne to the ganiv shalay b'rtzayin ha'niknav. So basically, enachanami, it's a chidush. But for that reason, we have two psukim. One pasuk is to tell us the ikra din of shinoi, that there's no hashava, and the second one is to tell you that he's actually kainet. That's the Pnei Yeshua's mahalach. However, from Taisus, it's mavor that he didn't learn that way. Because Taisus over there asks the question why we need two psukim. Taisus gives a different answer. Taisus says, one is for shinoi she'ena chayzel b'riyasai, and one is for shinoi chayzel b'riyasai. From the mere fact that Taisus didn't answer the Pnei Yeshua's teretz, is a raya that Taisus holds that we don't need an extra pasuk to tell us this halacha that you're actually kind of the chayfetz. But rather, that's implied from the ikar drasha of Asher Gazal, Imkein Shagazal Yachzer. So we're back to the original kasha, Mechateisa, that the ganav is actually kind of the chayfetz away from the nigrav. So in this halacha, it's Yidua, the Torah of Rabbi Chanan, in Kaivet Shiurim, Ois Yudalit, and many other Rashi Yeshiva also go with this mahalach, each one lefi nusach didei. The aside of Rabbi Chanan is that be'emes, Chazal understood that every time a ganav steals a chayfetz, there's something called kinyone gneva, which means to say that the mere maise gneva alone, be'emes has a power to take it away from the nignav and make it the property of the ganav. The maise gneva would be mahani. The maise gneva should actually make it the ganav's property. The only thing that's always being ma'akavit from becoming the property of the ganav is the din ha-toyra of a heishav esugzei la'ashar gazal. The fact that the Torah is mechayev the ganav to return it, that's a continuous ikuv on the ganav actually being kainet legamri. So comes out mitzad echad, we have a maisa gneva, which has the power to be kainet legamri. Mitzad sheni, connected that, we have a heishav esugzeila, which is being ma'akiv from that kinyan, from going mikoyach alapayel. The rega that we take away the chiyuv of heishav esugzeila, because it's no longer kain shagazal, so there's no mitzvah of Heshav Esugzeila on this chayfetz anymore. So that makes that it should be nigmar, the original kinyan of kinyan gneva, which the ganav got, b'shas maisa gneva, and the chayfetz becomes his. That's the yisoid hayidua of Rabbi Chanan. It's based on a huge chiddush, which says that every maisa gneva, if not for Heshav Esugzeila, be'etzem should be kind of the chayfetz. It's that just of Heshav Esugzeila, which is being ma'akavit, which is why b'shas shinoi, we return to the original Kenyan, which every ganav should get. And this Yisoid, Rabbi Chanan, and other Rosh Yeshiva bring rayas to from other sugyas, from the sugya in Sanhedrin above the Machteres, and from the sugya in Tmura of Yavad Le'mahani. Unfortunately, in the allotted time for this shir, we're not able to go into all the rayas. But this is the Yisoid of Rabbi Chanan. Ad kan shtickle number two, and now let's go weiter. Rashi, B'divri HaMaschol Shinui Kaine, tells us that the din of shinui kaina is hecha de shani lehu biyadayim, where the ganav is mishana the chayfetz biyadayim, and not where the shinui happens mimela. Rashi also on the samachayim urbeis also tells us this, b'divir maschol v'neknino b'shinui Hashem, that there's a difference between shinui de mimela and shinui biyadayim. This lechayr needs a beer. What's the difference? How the shinui takes place? So Rebitzel of Petterberger, in his Sefer Tshuvas Pri Yitzchak Chelik Beis Simen Samach Gimel, he says that Rashi understood this min Asvara because it's no different than any of the other Kinyani Atayra. Always, if a person wants to do a Kinyan, he has to do a Maisa Kinyan. So too, now that the Torah is being Mechadish that Shinui is a Kinyan for a Ganiv, he has to do a Maisa Kinyan, and the Ganiv doing the Maisa Shinui, that's the Maisa Kinyan. Ad Kan Devrei Pri Yitzchak. Now Lechayre, this mahalach works very well with the mahalach that we said previously, b'shem the Pnei Yeshua. According to the Pnei Yeshua, there's an extra gzeres akasiv, there's an extra pasuk of Asher Gazal to teach us that shinui is actually kaina. So we can say, the Torah is b'machadish, a new kind of maisa kinyan, which is why it has to be done b'yadayim. But according to the mahalach that we said previously, b'shem Rabbi Chanan and the Rashi Yeshiva, according to that, shinui isn't the maisa kinyan at all. The Maisa Kinyan is the original Maisa Gneva, which Avada was done by Adayim. The Shinui just accomplishes that there's no longer a Chayvas HaShava, so Memela, the original Maisa Kinyan, could actually come Lemaisa. Im Kain, what's the difference how the shinui is accomplished? If it's done by a dayim or if it's done by memela. Bottom line, the chayfetz is no longer asher gazel. There's no chiyuv heishav anymore. So we're back to the original kinyan. Why would you need biyadayim according to that mahalach? So it's yidua to be mafarish on the elam yeshivas that a shinui that happens b'meila and a shinui that happens biyadayim really is a different kind of shinui entirely. A shinui that happens by itself to the chayfetz, it's a natural development within the chayfetz that this shinui could or should happen. That's not called a different chayfetz. It's what happens to chafetzim. Chafetzim change. Small sheep become big sheep. Small animals become big animals. Things naturally change. If a natural development occurs, that's not really a shinui. That's part of the halach yelach of the original chayfetz. Masha'enkin, if you do a shinui b'dayim, that means it required an external force to go ahead and take the chayfetz from its original state and go ahead and make a shinui out of it. A person goes ahead and he takes a piece of wood and he builds a chair out of it. That's not the natural development within the piece of wood. That's a chidush, that's a hischachis, which was affected to the chayfetz through a ma'isa of Adam. That's considered a shinui, that's considered something new, and that's what the halacha of shinui kaina is going to be. The nafkamina between the first shot and the second shot is, do we need that the ganav himself should do the shinui, or any person could do the shinui? According to the first mahalach of the Pri Yitzchak, it has to be the ganav himself. Because we're considering this a ma'ase kinyan, the ganav has to do the ma'ase kinyan. If somebody else does a ma'ase shinoi, that wouldn't help. Masha Enkin, according to this mahalach that we're saying now, the ikar is that it's a shinoi that was effected from an external force. A person goes ahead and changes the chayfetz. It could be anybody. It doesn't necessarily have to be the ganav. It could even be an animal. As long as it's not a natural development of the chayfetz, that would be considered a shinoi. This is the two perushim in the maila of shini b'yadayim over shini d'memela. Atkan, shtickle number 3. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down as a makar from the Mishnayos to the din of shini kainim, the Mishnah of lehispik litnei loy achetzavai pater. The halacha of Reishis Agez, which says that if before the Bailam gave the kain, the Reishis Agez, his soveya, he dies the gez, pater, he's no longer chayiv in reishis agez. So in this halacha, that a shinui could pater the bailam from reishis agez, there are two pirushim, Rashi Beyos, and a Zoyzok Taisvis and the Rosh in Chulin, against Taisvis Beyos. Rashi says, B'divri maschal achet savoy, v'kanya b'shinui, he's actually kainet b'shinui. It's mavor from Rashi that there's an actual kinin taking place. Rashi also says, "Va'afilu damim le'mishalim." Don't think that he has to pay the kain damim. The ain kain yochel hazminay bedin. Rashi was being bothered that even if it's true that aydei the ma'isa shinoi, the bialim is kaina the reishis agez away from the kain, but every shinoi kaina by gzela, the ganav is still chayiv to pay. So the chayir the bialim should be mechuyev to pay the kain money, and the Mishnah says pater. So Rashi answers that the chi of Reishis Agez is only the Reishis Agez itself. But to have a chayves damim, that's impossible, because it's what's called mamain she'en le'tayven. There's no specific bailim which can be tevei the money, because I could give it to any kind. Which is why the Gemara in Chulin says, hamazik manis kahuna isha achlon potter. If a person is mazik manis kahuna before it's privately owned by a specific client, he's potter to pay the money to the kahanim, because it's mamain she'en le'tayvim. It's mevor from this Rashi that the inyan of shinui over here is mamish the halacha of shinui kaina, which is by gzela. Where's the gzela over here? Tzarech leimar that the reishis agez belongs to the kehanim, and the bailim with his maisa of tzviya is trying to steal it away from the kehanim. And as zoi shteit mefurish in the Rosh in Masechta Chulin, sheneschaven legeizlei. The Rosh is in Perek Yud Aleph, Simen Beis. He's mechaven with this Ma'isa Tzviya to steal it, and therefore he becomes a regular Ganiv, and the Ma'isa Shinui has the regular Halacha of Shinui Kaina, and he's going to be Pater from paying, like Rashi says, because it's Mamin She'en L'Tayvim. Now, what does this mean that he's stealing it from the Kehanim? The Chayre, the Mishnah is talking about a case where he didn't give it yet to the Kehanim. Like his pick Litnei, he didn't give it yet to the Kehanim. So Tzaruch Leimar, that Rashi and the Rush, and as they state also in Taisvis and Chulin over there, they hold that even before he actually gives it to a specific Kayin, it belongs to the Shevet. It's what's called Mamon Shevet. This concept of Mamon Shevet is also found by Truma. Once the Bialim is Mafresh Truma from the Tevel, even before he gives the Truma to a specific Kayin, the Truma is considered Mamon Shevet. So too, once he sets aside the Reishis Agez, even before he gives it to a specific Kayin, it's going to have halacha of Mamon Shevet. That's Shitas Rashi and Shitas Taisus on the Rush in Chulin. However, Taisus Bayas B'divrei Maschil Ad says that there's no such thing as a frush of Bereshis Agez. And Taisus says that even if he's Mafresh Agez, it doesn't become the Mamon of the Kayin B'chlal. Rather, it's just a Mitzvah Nesina. If Taisus tells us that there is no Hafrasha, that's Pashit, that it doesn't automatically, Aidei the Gziza, become the Mamon of the Shevet. So Taisus must hold that when a Bialim shears his sheep, originally all the Gez belongs to the Bialim, until he does a Maisa Nesina, and then it becomes the Mamon of a specific Kayin. But the idea of Mamon Shevet does not apply by Reishis Gez. That's directly against what Shitas Rashi and Taisus and the Rosh and Chulin hold. They hold there is a concept of Mamon Shevet, and obviously the Hafrasha is a Hafrasha, and it belongs to the Shevet HaKahuna until he gives it to a specific Kayin. Whereas Taisus holds that there is no concept of Mamon Shevet, it's either the Bialims or it's a specific Kayins. So according to Taisvis, we have to understand what exactly is the Shini going to accomplish over here. He didn't give it to a specific Kayin, so it still belongs to the Bialim. The Indian of Gneva doesn't apply here, Bachlal. Just because he was Seiveya, the Gez, and he doesn't want to give it to the Kayin, there isn't actually an Indian of Gzela. What is the Shini going to do? So Tzarech Leimar, that Taisus is going to learn that the Indian of Shini Bereshis Gez is like his Mavur in the Briskarov in a Sefer Chidushim Maran Riz Halevi in Hilchas Gzela. And he says that the Indian of Shinoi by Reishis Gez is exactly like we find the Indian of Shinoi by Esnan. And Esnan, which is Nishtane, the Gemara's Mavur before, according to Beis Hillel, that it becomes Mutter L'Gavaya. That's not an Indian of Gezel B'chlal. The Pshat is because the Torah only answered the Chafetz as it was B'shas it became an Esnan. And once the chayfetz changes, it's a different chayfetz, and it is no longer also legavaya. So too, the mitzvah satayr of Reishis Gez is only chal on the original Gez as it was b'shas agziza. Once it's nishtane, because he died it, and it's no longer that chayfetz that it was at the time of the gziza, this chayfetz does not have the mitzvah of Reishis Gez on it, and that's why he's pater. Hayyotzi, that we have two mahalchim in the Indian of Shinoi Bereshis Agez. The Fi Rashi in Arasugya and Taisus in the Rosh and Chulin, it's a pashat the Indian of Shinoi Kaina because he's doing a Maisa Gzela, because it's Mamon Kaina and he stole it and there's a Shinoi. Whereas according to Taisus by us and the Biskarov in Elchus Gzela, there's no real Gzela over here. Rather, it's just like by Esnan, where the Shinoi makes it a different Chayfetz and therefore it no longer has the Chiyav of Reishis Agez on it. Adkan, Shtickle number 4. And now, let's go weiter to the Sugya HaGadayla of Yiyush. The Gemara brings down the Hemshech of Rabbi's Memre. Yiyush, Amri Rabbanan Denikni, I know that the Rabbanan say the Yirkaine, Mihu Layadinan Idiraisa Idirabbanan. I have a suffix if the Kinnan is Midiraisa or at the Kana the Rabbanan. Idiraisa Mididavi Amoitzi Aveda. Is it midaraisa just like a person who finds an aveda, given the miyayish minar mikami de teisel yadi kanilei? Just like a mitzvah aveda, if the bialim is miyayish before it gets to his hand, he's kaina. Hai nami given the miyayish minar mikami kanilei. Aydoma leidami la aveda. Aveda dechi asli yadi behatera asli yadi. Aveda is kaina because it's behatera asli yadi. Aval hai given the bisur asli yadi midarabanan hu de amra banan nekne. It's only kind of mid rabbanon, b'nei tekanas hashavim, and it's not kind of mid araisa. So Rabbah has a suffix whether or not it's kind of mid araisa like aveda, or there's a chilik between gneva and aveda because aveda is v'heter l'asli yadei, and Gneva is Bisuras Yadei. Now this is obviously a Pella. What's it sad that you can't learn it out of Aveda? Aveda is Taka B'Teiros L'Yadei, whereas Gneva is Bisuras L'Yadei. So Mechatesa, there should be a Mokim to learn Gneva out of Aveda. V'Oid, even in Rabba's member himself, he speaks that out. He says, Aveda Lav Kivan de Miyayish Marmine Mikamid de Tesil Yodi Kanile. Aveda, which the Bailam is Miyayish before it reaches his hand, he's Kainet. Hainami Kivan de Miyayish Marmine. The Chari Minei Aveda makes no sense. If Aveda itself, you're saying, is Kainet, if the Bailam is Miyayish before it reaches his hand, how could you continue and say, so too by Gneva also, that the Bailam is Miyayish, he should be Kainet? But it doesn't have that ingredient of mikami de teis liyadei. The chayyim is no mokem to learn gneva out of aveda. That's the pella over here. So we'd like to say in this inyan two mahalachim. One mahalach which comes out of Rashi and Taisus and Arasugiv, and another mahalach from the Ramban in Baba Metzia. Rashi Be'o says that from aveda you see that yish is kaina, alma kani. V'ha'cha b'gzeila d'asal yadei mikami yish, b'gzeila which is asal yadei before yish, v'hadar yayish, and he's only yayish after that, sagi leva damim, it's enough to pay damim. So the Gemara is learning, according to this tzad, from Aveda, that if by Veda yish works entirely, and the mitzvah Aveda is not mechuyev even to pay, because he was yayish before it came to his hand, from there we should be able to learn that by Gneva, where he's Miyayish, after it comes to his hand, Akalpanim, it should work that he doesn't have to give back the Chayfetz, and he's only Mechuyiv to pay Damim. That's the Gemara's Limud. Taisvis is also Mavor like that, and Taisvis is Maisif, that this is true by Aveda as well. By Aveda too, if he finds the Aveda and only afterwards the Bailam is Miyayish, there too the Yish is going to work that the Maitse Aveda can keep the actual Chayfetz, but because he got it before the Yush, he's going to be chayiv to pay damim. And Rabbi Kivi Eger in Bava Metzia Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis is Maisif one Knech, which is Lechayra Pashut Pshat and Taisus. That what Taisus means to say is that the Shaila that Rabbi has, the Gabi Gneva, is really also Shaila the Gabi Aveda. Rabbi's Shaila, in a case of a Ganiv, that it was Yisur Asli Yadi and the Yush happened only after the Gneva, if that works at all, Legabi the Chayfetz, or it doesn't work Machlal, that exact same Shaila is going to be by Aveda too. According to the Tzad, the Yish works by Gneva, even though the Yish happened after the Gneva, so too by Aveda. If the Yish happened after he picked up the Chayfetz, it's going to work Legabi the Chayfetz, and it's going to be Chayav Domim. Whereas according to the second side of Rabba, that says that by Gneva, Yish doesn't work at all, so too by Aveda, if he was Messiah after the might of Aveda picked up the Chayfetz, Yush is not going to work at all, and he's going to be chayiv to give back the chayfetz. Hayyaitse, the fi Rashi and the fi Taisvis, that's Pashit, that Aveda, the original din of Yush by Aveda, is because the chayfetz was picked up after the Yush. And that's why he can keep the chayfetz in his amachuyiv to pay. Shail of Rabbi is, in a case of Gneva or Aveda, like Rabbi Kivega's Masber, where he's Messiahish after he takes the chayfetz, do we say that in such a scenario, Yish doesn't work Machlal and is Mechuyiv to give back the actual Chayfetz? Or do we say that L'chol HaPachas, the Yish works L'gabi to be kind of the Chayfetz and he's only Mechuyiv to pay back Damim? That's the Mahalach of Rashi and Taisus. Comes along the Ksais HaChayshin and Simen Shun and Gimel, Sifkat and Beis, and he asks the Mari Dekakasha. L'chayre, Bishlam by Gneva, there's a makam to say that even though Yish works to be kind of the Chayfetz, he's still chayiv to pay money. Because the original Maisa Gneva is machayiv the Ganev to either return the Chayfetz, or if that's not possible, to pay for it. So we can say the Yish works for the Chayfetz, but a Chiyiv Domim still remains. But how can we possibly say that by Aveda it also works like that? There's no Chayfetz Domim by Aveda Bechlal. This is just the Mitzvah Sashavas Aveda. If the Yish is going to work, even if it's Asli Yadav Yisura, he should be able to keep the chayvetz and not pay anything. Where is the chayv damim going to come from? There's no chayvetz damim in a Shabbos Aveda. It's just the chayv to return the actual chayvetz itself. And from the fact that we know clearly that Yish doesn't work to pater him entirely, if it's asli yadi lifnei Yish, is a raya that Yish doesn't work for the chayvetz machlal, And so too, the yish won't work for the chavetz b'chlal be'gneva, and there will be no yish for Yisrael Saliyadeh. Where is there a makam to say that by aveda gufa the yish works halfway, and this that it doesn't work by Yisrael Saliyadeh just means a chavetz damim? The concept of chavetz damim by aveda l'chayre is non-existent. That's the kasha of the ksais. And for the ksais, a mori de kechidish, that the pshat by aveda is that when he's kind of the chayfetz through yish, in a case where it was asal yadi lefnei the yish, there's going to be a shiur in the kinyan. It's not going to be a kinyan gomer, which is going to include the chayfetz itself, the gufa chayfetz, and the dmei chayfetz. Rather, the kinyan is only going to work for the gufa chayfetz, but klapi the damim, the kinyan knows never chal. We can break apart the kinyan itself and say that it works for the chayfetz and not for the dmei chayfetz. So the chi of damim in this case, according to this side of Rabbah, is not because there's a maisa mitzias aveda, which is machay of damim, but rather the legabi the damim, the chalais kinyan is not chal, because being that he picked up the chayfetz before the yish and the yish was only chal afterwards, the yish is not able to be chal entirely, but only legabi the guf and not legabi the damim. That's the big yisoid that the ksais is machadish. Reb Shimon Shkop and Simon Lamed Zayin argues on the ksais and he says v'ze aloshen. I've never found such a concept that there could be a shiur in the kinyan legabi the damim. That's Reb Shimon's taina against the ksais. The ksais, however, feels that such a thing can be, and that's going to be pshat in this tzad of Rabba. Ad kan the biur of the ksais in the mahalach of Rashi v'taisvis in the din of yush v'gzela. The Ramban, however, has a different yisoid. The Ramban in the Mechamas Hashem above Metziah Chavav Mabeis says that even though it's true that by Aveda the Yish only works if the Yish was before he found the Aveda, but after he picked up the Aveda, Yish no longer works. That's because once a Metziah Aveda picks up a Chayfetz, he becomes a Shamer. And the fact that he's a Shamer on this Chayfetz makes that this Chayfetz is Bershus HaBailim, because he's watching it for the Bailim. And yush on a chayfetz that's bershus habaylim isn't yush. It's what's known as yush bershus. The idea of yush is only if a chayfetz is ovud away from the baylim, so he can be mesiyayish on the chayfetz. But if the chayfetz is actually sitting bershusai, even though he may not know about it, the concept of yush is not applicable b'chlal. So therefore, the halacha that an aveda, the yish has to be before he picks it up, that's a special halacha by aveda where he has a din of a shomer. That cannot be applied to gneiva b'chlal. A ganav doesn't have a din of a shomer. And if the ganav is, when the ganav is holding it, it's not bershus habaylim, adarabe, he's holding it away from the baylim. So the whole halacha of the fact that the yish has to be mikami dasal yadeh by aveda is something which cannot be applied to gneiva b'chlal. Therefore, by gneiva, itaka could have a tzad, that even if he's misyayish after it comes to his hand, that the yish is going to work. The tzad of Rabbi that it's not going to work is because Rabbi wants to be mechadish a new problem of yish called Isuras Liyadei, that because he's already chayiv to return the chayfetz, so the yish is not going to be matter the chayfetz to be by the ganav. But that's not the same concept of Isuras Liyadei, which is found by Aveda. The Isuras Liyadei of Aveda is in and of yish breshus because he's a shomer, and the concept of Yisroel Siyadei by Gneva is a new concept because he's already Chayiv and Ashava. And the Gabi, this new concept, Rabbi has a Shaila. Is there such a Yisoid or there isn't a Yisoid? Ad Kan, Shtickel number 5, the two Pirushim in Rabbi's Suffolk. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara, which brings it sad, that maybe because it's Yisroel Siyadei, Yish can't work by Gneva. Taisvis says that from here we see Mikan mashma sheyush einay kafker gomer. Must be that yush is not like kafker gomer. Deim kain afilu baser the asal yadu biyisura yuchal liknes min hafker. If it would be like yush gomer, then the fact that it's yisura asal yadu would not stop the chayfetz from becoming hafker. So we see that Taisvus had a havamina that yush is like hafker, and the fact that by yisura asal yadu yush doesn't work is a raya that it's not kafker. Now we have to understand, what does Taisus mean when he has a tzad that it's kehafker? Does Taisus mean that the Bailam being misyayish from a chayfetz is an actual maisa hefker? That's a chayri impossible. A ma'isa hefker means that the bialim beratzoin is being mafker the chayfetz. He's removing it from his rishus. Ba'yish, if you ask him, do you want to be mafker the chayfetz? He'll say, of course not. I just don't have hope that it'll ever be returned to me. But I don't have das to actually be mafker the chayfetz. So the nesivus hamishvot in Simon reish samach beisiv gotten gimel is masber the taisus's shaila was something else entirely. And will be makdim with the Gemara in the Dorim Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara brings down a machlekes Rabbi Yosi v'Chachamim. What happens when a person is actually mafkir a chayfetz behafkir gamor? At which point does it leave his rishos? According to Rabbi Yosi, it's ad osi l'shazaycha. Rabbi Yosi says that we compare hefker to matana. Just like when a person gives a matana, it only leaves the nisen's rishos at the rega that the zeicha is kind of the chayfetz. So too by hefker, even if he's mafker today, calls man that somebody else isn't zeicha in the chayfetz, it never leaves the rishus of the original bialim, the mafker. That's shitas Rabbi Yosi. The chachamim, however, argue, and they say, that it leaves his rishus immediately. As soon as he's mafker the chayfetz, it's yoytzer merishusai. Even if nobody's ever zeicha in the chayfetz, at the time of Hefker, it's already not the original Bailam's Chayfetz. And we paskin like the Chachamim. And if the original Bailam wants to keep the Chayfetz, he himself has to go and make a new Maisa Kinyan and be Chayzer V'Zeicha in the Chayfetz. That's how we paskin by a regular Hefker. Now, Zakta Nesivis, Taisus had a Sofik, how does it work by Yish? Of course, Yish is a different kind of Chalais than Hefker. He's not actually being Mavker the Chayfetz, but this that the Torah is mechadish when the Bailam is mesiayish, so anybody could be zeich in the chayfetz. Do we say that that has the same halacha as hefker? And just like by hefker, we pass connect the chachamim that it leaves the Bailam's rishus immediately. So too, as soon as a person is mesiayish in the chayfetz is not his immediately. Aydilma, yish is not like hefker. Although the chachamim say that by hefker it leaves his rishus immediately, by yish it remains rishusai until somebody else is zeich in it. Zaktaisis from Arab sugi we see. Mikan mashma sheyish ain't a kafker gomer. It does not leave the original bialim's rishus until somebody's zeich in it. And we don't say that it's like hefker in that way. What's Taisus's raya? Because the halacha of isur es liyade means, like Taisus's masber earlier, that being that as soon as the ganav steals it, he's already neschayv and hashava, that chayvus hashava is ma'akev, the ganav from being able to be kind of the chayfetz, even after the bialim is misyayish. Now, if we're going to say that Ayidei Yiyosh, it's Yoytzer Mirshus HaBailim, so L'chayra, that original Chayves HaShava is Paka. The Bailim has no Tvi on HaShavas HaChayfetz if it's Yoytzer Mirshus, eh? It's not his anymore. Baal Karchach, that even after Yiyosh, the Chayfetz remains the Bailim's Chayfetz until somebody else is Zoich on it. So being that it's still the Bailim's Chayfetz, the Chayv HaShava is still there, and now if we want that the Ganav should be able to be Zoich on it, he can't. Because the Chayves HaShava, which is still standing, is ma'akev, the ganav from being kainet, and that's the din of Isur Asli Yaday. So that's Taisus's raya, that if there's a halach of Isur Asli Yaday, must be that Yish is not kafker, and it's not Yetzir Mishos HaBailim, immediately b'shas Yish, but only ad Asir Yishos HaZaycha. Ad kan, the beer of the Nesivus HaMishpat in our Taisus. Now listen to this. The Pnei Yeshua, in Masech Tegitin Daf Lamed Ches, he asks Akasha on our Taisus. Frekta Pnei Yeshua, how could Taisus have a Havamina? The Yish has a din of Hefker. L'chayre, we know the klal is, the Gemara says later, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Gezav alay nesiyah Yeshua bailim, Shneim eina michayim lahaktish, Zelef yisheina shalai, v'zelef yisheina b'shusai. That means to say, if a chayfetz is stolen away from the bailim, it's eina b'shusai, the bailim is not b'kayach to be maktish that chayfetz. And it's mevura in the sugya coming up that not just in regards to hektish do we say that, but any chalais, including hefker, the bailim cannot be mafker a chayfetz once it's not pershusai because it's gone away from him. I bezoi frekta pnei Yeshua, it's obvious that Yish is not hefker. Because if it were to be hefker, the bailim wouldn't be able to be mesiyayish. Because the bailim is not bekayach to be mafker a chayfetz which is not pershusai, and so too the bailim would not be bekayach to make a chalais yush on a chayfetz that's ain't a b'shusai. From the fact that yush works, from the etzem fact that it's possible for a bialim to be mesiyayish on a chayfetz, That itself is the biggest raya that Yush is not mitam hefker. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Tmiya on our Taisus. Zogt the Pri Yitzchak in Chelik Beis, Simon Samach Dalid. From this Pnei Yeshua, we see that he obviously did not learn our Taisus like the Nasivis' Pshat. Because according to the Nasivis' Pshat, Taisus never had a Havamina to say that Yush was an actual Maisa Hefker, like we were Masber. It's obvious that being Mesiyayish from a Chayfetz doesn't mean that he's actually being Mafker to Chayfetz. So Taisus never meant that a Maisa Yush is a Maisa Hefker. Taisus' whole Havamina was that Yush just has the same result as Hefker, that it's Yoytzer Mershusa Bailim immediately. But that it's a Maisa Hefker, that Avada not, and Avada the Maisa Yush is just a Yush Ba'alma. He's being Masalik himself from the Chayfetz, and not that he's actually making a Chalais Hefker. Memeila, Lefida Nasivis, the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha would not be Shver B'chlal. Because a Yush is not a Maisa Chalais like a Maisa Hefker, and Avada, even a Chayfetz Asena B'shusai, the Bailim could be Messiahish from. Taisus' whole Havamina just was that its result has a similar result to Hefker, that it's Yaitzer Mershusai Miyad. Ad Kan, Shtickle number 6, the Pshat and Taisvis in his Tzushtel of Yish to Hefker. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara on Samach Vav HaMebeis brings down a Raya from Abaye that Yish is not Kaina. And the Gemara says, Eisvi Abaye l'Rabbe, Karbonai v'lei ha-gozol. We darshan Karbonai v'lei ha-gozol. A person can only bring a carbon which is rightfully his, and he cannot bring a carbon if it's gozel. Zaktabaye hechidami. What's this pasuk talking about? Ilem lefnei yush lamadikra pshita. It's not his carbon b'chlal. Obviously, he cannot be makdish a chayfetz which isn't his at all. Ela lav laachar yush. Must be the pasuk is going laachar yush, and still the Torah says that this carbon is possible. Shmami no yush lekane is a raya that yush is not kaina. Now, Taisvis, B'divir Maschol Shmamina, is Masber, that Avada, even if Yish is not Kaine, the Hektish is still Chal. Either because, like the Gemara says later, it's Yish Rechinu Hashem, because Mei Kara Chulin Bahash the Hektish, or even if the Gemara at this point does not yet know about the Indian of Shinu Hashem, like it's Mashman the Hemshech of the Sugya, but it would be Kaddish anyway, because it's Yish Veshinu Rishus. So the fact that the Yush is not Kaina is not a reason that the Hektish is in Chal. Nevertheless, Abaye is still saying that there's a Raya from this Pasuk that Yush is not Kaina. Because Abaye holds that if Yush alone would be Kaina, it's Pashit that afterwards the Ganiv could use this as a carbon and there's no way to pass off the carbon. Only if Yush by itself is not Kaina and the Kinyan only happens with the Tziruf of Yush and Shina Hashem v'Shina Rishus, then it's possible to say that such a carbon is going to be puzzle. What's the nafkamina if the kinyan happens with Yish itself, or with Yish and Shina Rishos? So Taisus by us is Masber, that that's going to make a nafkamina l'gabi the din of mitzvah ba'ba veira. Taisus holds that the klal of mitzvah ba'ba veira is only possible if at the point of the hekdasha, the chayfetz still belonged to the nignav. It was only through the maisa hektish that the Ganav was actually kind of the Chayfetz. If it's only through the Maisa Hektish that the Kinyan is Nigmar, that's a mitzvah haba ba'avera. But if we were to say that Yish alone is kind of, that means to say even prior to the Maisa Hektish, the Chayfetz already is the personal property of the Ganav. The Yish alone was a Kinyan. In that case, the Avera is Nigmar Legamri at the point of Yish. Later on, when the Ganav is Maktish the Chayfetz, that's not considered a mitzvah haba ba'avera. That's the way Taisus is Masber, the difference in Shitas Abaye, to be Machalik, if Yish alone is Kaina, or you need Yish and also the Shina Hashem and the Shina Rishas. This Taisus Be'emes is Mitli Tali in a major Machlekes, the Rian Rabbeinu Tam, brought down in Taisus later in the Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, B'divir Maschel Amar Ula. The Riz Shita over there, Be'emes, is like our Taisus, that the idea of Mitzvah B'habab Avera is only possible if he wasn't kainet already earlier with the Yish alone. In that case, that the kinyan happens with Yish and Shina Rishus and or Shina Hashem, there there's mitzvah baba avera. But if it's the Yish alone, then there's no mitzvah baba avera. That's the Shita Sri over there. But Rabbeinu Tam in that Taisvis holds not like that. He holds that the psul of mitzvah baba avera is any time this carbon is coming on the heels of a Maisa Aveira, of a Maisa Gneva, even if the Yish alone was already Kaina, that's also going to have a psul of Mitzvah Haba Ba'Aveira. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam over there. Comes along the Re in that Taisvis, and he asks the Kash on Rabbeinu Tam from the memory of Abaya by us. Zok the Re, the Be'emes, we have to understand Abaya. Does Abaya hold of this concept of Mitzvah Haba Ba'Aveira? Or does Abaya maybe not agree b'chlal with the klal of Mitzvah Haba Ba'Aveira, like there is such a man to Omar, in Masech Tesukah, Daf Lamed? Zok the Re, Miman of Shach. The fear of Rabbeinu Tam that holds, that whoever holds of Mitzvah Haba Ba'Aveira has that psul, even if Yish alone is kaine, what's Abaya going to hold b'chlal? If he holds that there is a psul of Mitzvah Haba Ba'Aveira, then even if Yish is kaine, there can be a psul of Karban Ivleya Gazel. It's not a raya, Yish is like honey. Yish could be kaina. Nevertheless, the psul is still there, like Rabbeinu Tam says. El, am I going to say that maybe Abaya disagrees entirely with the psul of Mitzvah Haba Ba'Aveira? So then Lechaira, just like there's no psul if Yish is kaina, even if Yish is not kaina, there should be also no psul. Because like we said, even if Yish alone is not kaina, the carbon is avada going to become kadosh because it's Yish Vashina Hashem or Yish Vashina Rishus. And there's no reason that it should be psul because Abaya doesn't hold to the klal of Mitzvah Haba Ba'Aveira. So Mimon of Shach, Shitas Abaya is going to be Tzarech Iyun, according to Divrei Rabbeinu Tam. That's the Re's taina against Rabbeinu Tam. And from here, the Re brings one of his rayas to his klal, which is like Taisus by us says, that even if you do hold the Mitzvah Baba Avera, but if the Yish alone was kainet beforehand, it's not going to be a psul of Mitzvah Baba Avera. So how are we going to answer Lefi Shitas Rabbeinu Tam? So we can say that he holds, like what Taisus says in Masech Tesukah Daf Tes, Divrei Maschal Hahu. Taisus over there says that even if we go according to the Shita that says that there's no psul of Mitzvah Baba Aveira, nevertheless we can understand that there's a Xeris HaKasuv of Karbon Evelei HaGazel. The Torah passes it, the etzem fact that it's a Karbon HaGazel is a psul. It's a Din and Hilchos Karbonis. Nothing to do with the general klal, which is Shaykh B'chol HaMitzvahs, of Mitzvah Baba Aveira. And Taisus says over there that we can understand that the Torah is telling us a Yisoid that a carbon is only going to be kosher if it's karbonai b'sho'a shamaktish. If it's his carbon at the time of the hektish, that's a kosher carbon. But something that's not his b'sho'a shamaktishai, at the point when he comes to be maktish and it's not his, that's the smayit from the miyot of karbonai v'lei gozol. So that's how Rabbeinu Tam is going to learn in our sugya. Avada Abaya doesn't hold to the klal mitzvah of Avera b'chlal as a general rule in all mitzvahs. Nevertheless, it's a gzeres hakasav of karbon evlei gazel, and Abaya holds that it's obvious that gzeres hakasav can only be telling us that if it's not his yet b'shar shemakdish, that's a psul on the carbon. But if already belongs to him earlier because of the yish, then such a psul would not be possible, and that's Abaya's raya that yish alone is not a kinyan. Adkan, shtickel number 7. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara goes on to bring a raya from Abaya the opposite way, that Yush is Kaina. Abaya brings down a Mishnah in Kalim, Perek Chavav Mishnah Ches, that says, Oyres Shobal Abayas Machshava Mitamason. We're talking about a piece of Oyer, which at its present state is not a Gmar Kli. So if it's not a Kli, it's not Makabal Toma. Nevertheless, if the Bal Abayas thinks to use it as is, he decides to use this, let's say, as a mat to lie on, so his machshava alone has a power to give it a Shem Kli, because it no longer needs a different Gmar Malacha. The fact alone that he wants to use it the way it is, that itself is the Gmar Malacha. That's within the powers of a Bal Abayas, because it's his piece of art. He's planning on using it for personal use, so his machshava is Kaveya. The Mishnah later on talks about a Ganav and a Gazlin, and the Mishnah brings a Machleikas to Tanakam and Reb Shimon. The Tanakhama says, Shal Ganev, Machshava Mitamason. If let's say a Ganev steals a piece of R and he thinks to use it as the way it is, his Machshava could be Kaveya, could make it be considered a Kli, and his Machshava will make that the Tumah should be able to be Chal. Whereas a Gazlin is Ein Machshava Mitamason. And Reb Shimon holds the opposite way around, Chiluf Advarim, Shal Gazlin, Machshava Mitamason. A Gazlin's Machshava can give it a Shem Kli, Machshavase Mitamason. Whereas a ganev, not. And the bira machlekes between Tanakam and Reb Shimon is that they're going l'shitasam and many other mishnayos and brises that they argue if you say Stam Gneva has a Yush Bailam, or you say Stam Gzela has a Yush Bailam. The Tanakhama holds that a Stam Gneva, where something is stolen away from the Bailam Shalevi Diyasai, the Bailam is going to be Misyayish. Whereas Gzela, because the person stole it out in the open, Stam Gzela, the Bailam is not Misyayish. And Rabbi Shimon holds the opposite way around. Stam Gzela, that it was stolen in broad daylight without the Gazlan being scared, there the Bailam is afraid and he's Misyayish. Whereas Stam Gneva, where the Ganav came in the quiet of the night and stole it, there the Bailam has courage to go search out the Ganav and he's not Misyayish. Based on that, they have the Machlekes Lagabe Machshav Matamosa. Lefi the Tanakama, a Ganav that has Yush Bailam, the Yush works that the Ganav could be Matamit with his Machshava. Now that the Bailam is Misyayish, the Machshava of the Ganav is Kaiveya and it gives it a Shem Kli. Whereas Shal Gazlan, there's no Yush, ain't Machshav Matamosan. His Machshava does not give it a Shem Kli. Whereas the fear of Shimon, that it's the opposite way around, that by Gazlan there is Yush, and by Ganav there's no Yush, so the Machshava of the Gazlan gives it a Shem Kli, and the Machshava of the Ganav does not give it a Shem Kli. Al Kalpanim, Zaktabaya, you see over here that Yush is Kainet, because it's only through the fact that Yush made it actually the property of the Ganav Lefi the Tanakama and the Gazlan Lefi Reb Shimon, that they have a power with their Machshava to give it a Shem Kli. It's a Raya that Yush is Kainet. This is a bias Kasha to Rabbi Yosef. And the Gemara says, Ha'amar Rava, Hai Milsa Kashiba Rabba Rabbi Yosef Esr Vatartin Shnin. For 22 years, Rabba bothered Rabbi Yosef about this question, because it's a challenge on Rabbi Yosef's Shita that says, Yush is Aina Kaina. Adi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Bereisha, until Rabbi Yosef became the Rosh Hashiva, who Parka, and he answered it Barabim, and he said, the reason why the Ganev or the Gazlan have a Kayach for their Machshava to give it a Shem Kli is not because Yush alone, but because Shinu Hashem is Kashinu Maisadami. The Shinu Hashem is what makes that the Ganav or the Gazan have a Kayach. Shinu Maisa my time, why does Shinu Maisa work to be kind of Hasam Eikara Eitzim Hashta Kalem? Shinu Hashem Nami Meikari Kari Lamashcha Bahashta Avarzin. Originally, it was called the Shem of this piece of R was just Mashcha, which means R in Aramish. And now it's Avarzin, which means Itzva, which Rashi's Masber, it's a kind of a table which is used with a plain piece of R. So the Shinu Hashem is what works that the Ganev or the Gazlin should have a kayach, and they should have a kinyan, and they should be able to be koveya that this is Hashem Kli. Now, l'chayre, if there's a Shinu Hashem, so why is there a chilek between Ganav and Gazlan? Both by Ganav and Gazlan, there's a Shinu Hashem. The only difference is in regards to Yush. So, l'chayre, if there's a Shinu Hashem, let that itself be a kinyan, and why is it totally in Yush at all? So, Taisus over here, with the Maskal Shinu Hashem, he's bothered with this question, and he says that lav kashinu maisa mamish. When the Gemara says Shinu Hashem is Shinu Maisa, doesn't mean it's mamish identical to Shinu Maisa, because Shinu Maisa doesn't need Yush, and Taisus brings two rais for that. Aval Shinu Hashem greida, says Taisus, leikani b'la Yush ay Shinu Maisa. Shinu Hashem alone is not strong enough to actually be able to be kinda on its own right, only b'tziruf of a Yush as well, or somewhat of a Shinu Maisa. So it's mavur from Taisus that we have to differentiate between different dargis of Shinui. A shinui maisa mamish, that an actual change took place in the physical properties of the chayfetz, that itself is considered a shinui gomer, and that's kind of without the element of yish. Whereas shinui Hashem, it's somewhat of an inyan of shinui, but it's not strong enough to be kind on its own right, because there's no shinui maisa. That's only kind of betziruf with yish as well in our sugya. Adkan divri ha-taisvis on our daf. But it's important to speak out that taisvis later on daf samach zayin amar aleph, right at the top of the Amid B'Divri Maschal Ha, he has two different explanations why the Shinu Hashem in our sugya needs to be coupled with Yush. Because Taisus over there brings Rayas that sometimes the Shinu Hashem alone is kinda, even when there's no Yush. So we can't say that there's a klal that Shinu Hashem, because it's not Shinu Maisa, always needs Yush. That's not necessarily true. So Taisus of Samach Zayin, he has two other Purushim why the Shinu Hashem needs Yush in our sugya, and the Gain in Bir Hagra, Simen Shin Nun Gimel, Sivkat and Ches, he says that Taisus later is Chayzer from what he says in our Taisus. Taisus later in his first pshat, he says that it depends within Shinu Hashem and how much of a Shinu Hashem there is. If there's a major Shinu Hashem, like Tilev and Asa Ayel, this is an entirely different Shem, there the Shinei Hashem alone would be Kaina. And that's Mukhak from the Gemara earlier on the Samachem Beis that asks the Kasha and Tlevin Asayil, V'niknei b'Shinei Hashem. And the Gemara over there is asking that Shinei Hashem alone should be Kaina, even without the Tziruf of Yush. Mashenken and Arasugya, we have to say that the Shinei Hashem, the change between Mashche and Abarzin, is only a Shinei Hashem Katan, it's only a small Shinei Hashem, and that's why it needs the Tziruf of Yush. That's Taisa's first pshat later on Samach Zayin Amar Aleph. This pshat is also said by the Baal HaMor later on in Daf Kuf Yudal Amar Aleph. Taisus in his second pshat, he has a different pshat. Zog Taisus da be'edmes, Shinui Hashem usually is kind of alone and it never needs Yush. It's only specifically in our Gemara that the Shinui Hashem needs Yush. Because if not for the Yush, the Ganav and the Gazlan would not be able to affect the Shinui Hashem Bachlal. Who is the Ganav and who is the Gazlan to go ahead and decide on the Nignav's Chefetz that it's no longer a plain piece of art, it now should be considered a Kli. He's not Bekayach Bachlal to affect the Shinui Hashem. A Shinui Hashem which happens in reality, like Tlevin Asa'il, there the Ganav and the Gazlan aren't the ones that are affecting the Shinui Hashem. For that, we don't need Yush. But in our case, where the Ganav and Gazlan have to be the ones that their decision should make a Nafka Mina, the only way they can possibly do that is only if they're coming after Yush, then their Machshava actually carries weight and they can actually create a Shinui Hashem. As they state in Taisvis in a second shot, and as they state also in the Ramban in the Malchames later on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. But be'emes, this is really Tzarech Bir Tuva. Because if it's true that a Ganav and a Gazlan calls Mana Nakaina the Chefetz, their Machshava doesn't really mean anything, and it's also true that Yush Mitzaratzma isn't Kaina, so how does it happen that suddenly once there's Yush, which doesn't help for Kenyan, that Yush should somehow change what's going on over here and allow the Ganav and the Gazlan to have a Machshava and that their Machshava should actually affect the Chefetz? So the Ktzayis HaChayshin in Simen Reish Samach Beis Sifkat and Aleph, he's Masber as follows. That Be'emes, this that Taisus and the Ramban say, that a Ganav and a Gazlan cannot affect the Chefetz with their Machshava, they're not Bekayach to create a Shinui Hashem in the Chefetz, that's based on a Mitzius of Bailim Arat V'Nacharov, which means to say, Kol Zman, the Bailim are searching their Chefetz, and they're still not Mesiyayish, and they still plan on getting their Chefetz back. So we assume that the Iker person who has the Kayach to be Koveya, what this Chefetz is the Bailim. Because eventually the Chefetz is going to go back to the Bailim, and it's up to them what the future of this Chefetz is going to be. The Ganav and the Gazlan, which don't really have a future in this Chefetz, because it's still going to go back to the original Bailim, they're not Bekayach to decide what this Chefetz should be. It's only once there is Yush, and it's in Bailim Merat V'Nachareyem, so now the Bailim is removed from the picture. So the Metzius of the fact that the Bailim is not here anymore, so the Bailim's decisions are not binding anymore to this Chefetz, now the one who b'Metzius, his decisions, are going to actually take effect, is the Ganav and the Gazlan, because it's going to stay in their Rishus. That's why once there's a Metzius of Yush, now the Ganav and the Gazlan's Machshava can be Metamosan and create a Shinui Hashem. So according to the Hezbollah of the Ksois, it's not really with a Chalois Din Yush that the Ganav and the Gazlan are able to create a Shinui Hashem, but rather it's with the Metzius of the Yush, we no longer see this Chefetz as going back to the original Bailim, we see this Chefetz as staying here for good. Now the Machshava of the Ganav and the Gazlan could actually affect the Chefetz and create a Shinui Hashem. Ad kan this shir in Bava Kama Dav Samach Vav.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.